Good morning and welcome to Coffee. I'm Samantha Watson. I'm here in the studio with Michaela Miller and Teresa Quiner from the library, also organizers of the upcoming CuscoCon, which we are here to talk about. I'm so excited. Good morning, Michaela and Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, I want to start out with, this is CuscoCon. It's a comic convention. This is a totally new event for the library, for the YK Delta. For folks who might not know what a convention like this is and how it might be different from other events that have come through Bethel before, could you tell us what it is?
I will say, we're basing our entire convention low-key on Comic-Con, but it is not just a comic convention. It is a fandom convention. All fandoms welcome. All people are welcome. All interest levels welcome. But we are emphasizing comics for this specific event, and we're bringing up people. A convention, like a conference, is just a bunch of people getting together to talk and engage with their shared interests. Like, Teresa is a big fan of Star Trek, and so, like, if people are interested in Star Trek, and that's an opportunity for them all to get together. We also have a large D&D community in the showing in this community, and so it's an opportunity for all of those people to engage with each other, to host events and sessions talking about D&D, you know, just a basic convention for general interests in your fandoms, whatever that may be.
And it's, you know, just for like the logistics of it, it's going to be a 3-day event. It'll start Friday evening at the Cultural Center, and it will go all day Saturday and then all afternoon on Sunday. And we're going to have different sessions going at the same time simultaneously. And so, you know, there will be stuff happening at the Cultural Center, and there will also be stuff happening at the Kuskokwim campus and some of the classrooms there. So we'll have a variety of different sessions, some for different age levels, happening, you know, throughout the weekend.
And can you tell me what are some of those sessions? What can folks look forward to?
Yeah, we have some people coming out to Bethel for this, like some pretty well-known graphic artists who have, you know, been published and done a lot of work in other parts of the state and in the lower 48. And so they will be hosting some of the sessions on, you know, comic drawing. One is doing one on drawing dinosaurs. Some, you know, Tad Galusha is a published Marvel illustrator, so he's going to do a session on working in comics, like as a professional graphic artist. Do you want to chime in about some of the...
Well, I was like, we got the Chickaloonies authors are coming out, and they're doing several sessions on creation as well. We got Don Reardon coming out, and he's going to be partnering with Ranger Fox to do a creative writing sort of workshop situation. And we also have local people. We're so excited for all of the amazing people coming out to celebrate this convention with us. But we also have like local individuals running like D&D campaigns. We're going to be doing a live D&D session that's going to be recorded and on the library YouTube channel. We are doing a cosplay contest. We're also doing karaoke and hosting a ball. So there's lots of things going on.
There's going to be a pop culture Jeopardy game happening at one point. You know, so there's going to be a lot of different things happening. On Saturday night, there's going to be a CuscoCon ball, so a dance, and that's going to be super fun. Like, we hope people wear not costumes. Michaela has been correcting me on this throughout the planning of CuscoCon. Cosplay or formal dress. So think like a Jane Austen ball gown or dressing like your favorite Marvel character. But really, all, you know, however you want to dress is fine. But there's going to be a live band playing some different songs. Velmatron, which is a band that you might have seen in different iterations at different community
otherwise
events.
Otherwise known as.
Velma Lyle. You know, that band is going to be comprised of local musicians. Paul Basil, Bethy Whalen, Shane Iverson, KYUK's Evan Erickson, Kevin Morgan, and Nate DeHaan. So they're going to play some music, and then we have a new DJ in town named DJ Macium, who will have a curated playlist of dance music that will play after the band.
That's so awesome. And I've heard this from my insider scoop of having a band member in my newsroom, but I've heard it is gonna be a little sci-fi themed or a little, you know, CuscoCon themed, kind of a like music wise, which sounds really exciting.
Yes, we're very excited because this is something that, like, when I first broached the idea to Teresa, and I love doing this to her because she's always game for anything that's going to benefit the community, is I went into her office and I was like, Teresa, just hear me out. This is going to be a big thing.
How much work is this going to be?
And I was like, can we do a con in Bethel? And she's like, yes. And then I was like, can we have a ball as part of the con? And she's like, yes. So thanks, Teresa.
I was always there.
What made you say yes, and what made you want to bring it here? Because it's like you said, it's a huge event. It's a new event. You know, it's uncharted waters. But it's just really cool to hear you talk about, like, yeah, it's not just, you know, for people who are interested in comics or one type of fandom. It's a lot of different things. But what made you want to bring it here?
I mean, these are really popular. Like, comic cons are really popular. And we, like, a lot of people that use the library read graphic novels and read manga and are just kind of into that stuff, you know? I mean, that's a big part of the demographic that we serve. So, I mean, Michaela actually came to me to do this maybe a year ago, and I was like, I don't think we have the capacity to do that right now. You know, we organize a lot of events and do a lot of programs, and we only have a few people working at the library. But this year, when she came to me, I was like, yeah, let's do it. It's a good idea. It'll be fun.
And has it taken, like, I know, you know, the library is kind of spearheading this, but I know, like, any community event in Bethel, it takes a lot of hands. Like, are there local sponsors? Are there volunteers? And can people still volunteer or get involved?
Yeah, we definitely need volunteers. Mm-hmm. I mean, call the library and ask for Teresa or Michaela if you're interested in volunteering. We are going to give free admission for the day to people that volunteer. So there's a very low cost to get into this event, but there is a fee to help us recoup some of the costs. So we have a lot of people lined up to volunteer, but we could still use some more. We also have some really great local sponsorship. We have some local, so Malone Insurance is sponsoring the event. They made a donation to support the con, and also both the VFW and the VFW Auxiliary. And we also got a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts with support from the Rasmussen Foundation. And so they gave us over $5,000, actually, which will cover the cost of a lot of the artists that are coming out to participate in this.
Yeah. And with all of the panels and all of the opportunities for folks, and was there a place, can folks sign up in advance? Once you get that admission, do you kind of just, or do you envision people kind of coming and dropping into sessions, or how can, yeah.
The registration will take place all weekend, depending on what type of registration, because we have the day passes and then we have the full weekend passes. You'll start Friday, you'll walk in, you'll sign up, you'll pay, or if you are volunteering, then we'll get your volunteer situation figured out. And then you will get a packet that has a schedule of events and a map, because maybe not everyone knows kind of how the layout will be for the entire con. But you can go pre-check out all the sessions on the library website, uaf.edu/Bethel Library.
/ CuscoCon.
There it is. I was like, what's the other backslash?
If you go to the library webpage, there's a tab on the far right for CuscoCon, and all the sessions are listed there.
And you can also go to our Facebook page and kind of check out the event. It's on the event is going to be a list of all the people coming out, highlighting what their speciality is. Like, we have Ranger H. Fox, who is kind of, he does a lot of things, but he's specifically does voice work. So for people interested in voice acting, there is a session on that too.
He also is doing a session on 3D modeling, which will be cool. And also, like, once you pay for admission, you can come and go throughout the sessions. You know, like with any convention or conference, you might go into one session and realize, oh, this isn't quite what I'm wanting to learn or engage with. And so you can leave and go to a different one if you want to. And you don't have to stay for the whole thing. Like, you know, again, like, you can pay for a day pass and just come and go for the day as you want. We're going to have badges, like with any other conference, that you can wear around your neck. And that will tell staff that, like, you've paid your admission and you can come and go as you please.
Yeah.
Great. And you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, but a question I've had for Michaela all week has been, like, with cosplay, like, what, and the fandoms that you're talking about, like, what, I guess, like, what counts as cosplay, or how can people get prepared? Like, is it a specific character from a book, a movie, a comic, or can it be more general?
It absolutely can be general. I think a good distinction is that, like, with cosplay, there's this artistry to it frequently. So it's like there is costumes and then there's cosplay. And that's where people have put hours, months of dedication into an outfit that is, like, verbatim. Like, someone who does a Corpse Bride has sewn the dress from scratch, has, like, made all of their things. People do full, like, recycled Minecraft characters out of cardboard and, like, whole costumes, things that move. There is, like, a very specific art, I think, to cosplay, which makes it different in many ways to just costumes, which is why I want to make sure there is that distinction. But you are a costume that you buy online is just as welcome. You are welcome to come in your street clothes. You're welcome to wear a tag that says, "Hi, I'm Ted," if you want to, like, have be general. We want this to be a welcoming and inclusive for everyone, so wear what you want. But we are doing a cosplay contest to highlight the artistry a little bit. So if you are one of those people who are really into it, please sign up for that. We desperately want people to highlight their artistry. We're also doing a toddler parade for toddler costumes at the contest. So.
So for all those kids that are really into Spidey out there, because I know there's a lot of them, mm-hmm. now is your chance.
Yeah.
And also, you know, for people that maybe aren't costume people, don't have a cosplay outfit ready to go, we're also selling a limited number of CuscoCon t-shirts with the CuscoCon logo, which, for people that haven't seen it, says CuscoCon. It kind of looks like a Comic-Con logo, and it has a noir detective fish on it.
Noir detective salmon.
Noir detective salmon on it. It's a fun design. So we'll be selling those t-shirts at the event.
So cool. And if folks want to cosplay, they can do that at any of the days?
Yes. It is something very traditional of cons, is to just have people in costume throughout the entire events. I will be in costume. I have multiple costumes per day because I'm that excited about it. and it is also common to, like, ask people to take pictures because it is something so cool. And you see someone, like, I have photos from cons I've been to in the past of, like, Emperor's New Groove and other really incredible cosplays. So,
yeah. Are you able to tease any of your cosplays, or are they going to be a secret?
I mean, I'm going to be Totoro. I'm going to be Steven Universe. I'm going to be Kip from Heated Rivalry, or yes. from Game Changer, the first book in Heated Rivalries, but the TV show Kip version anyway.
So amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam, do you have a cosplay or costume idea that you're working on?
I do a little bit. I think I will be able to attend as a community member, but I will be attending as a news person. And I think I'm going to cosplay as Lois Lane and interview people and do my actual job, but as Lois Lane. So
that's
fun.
Awesome.
Oh, I love that.
It'll be cool. Well, we just have a few more minutes here. Can we remind folks of the details of where to go and, yeah, how to get prepared, how to get excited?
So the con goes from 4:30 on Friday, February 20th, through 5 o'clock Sunday, February 22nd. The check-in registration table will just be, like, right in the front of the Cultural Center. And the price is $5 per person per day, or $10 per person for the weekend, or $20 for the weekend for a family. Like, again, we don't want this to be cost prohibitive. We're just trying to bring in a little bit of funding to cover some of the costs that our sponsorships didn't cover, and to maybe move forward towards the next, you know, CuscoCon or community event that we organize. So February 20th to 22nd, and we hope people come and have a good time with us.
And make sure to check out our Facebook page and our website for more details.
Wonderful. Well, Michaela and Teresa, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a conversation with Teresa Quiner and Michaela Miller of the Kuskokwim Consortium Library and organizers of the upcoming CuscoCon event. Thanks for tuning in.